We continue today in Pirkei Avos, and we're going to spend one more day, maybe a few more days, on the first Mishnah. So remember, again, the Mishnah is teaching us the incredible lessons of the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, the men of the Great Assembly. So yesterday we spoke about Tehi Misunim Bedin. The second of the three things that the Anshei Knesset HaGadol taught us was the concept of Ve'ha'amidu Tamidim Harbe. Establish many students. Establish many students. So on a basic level, the men of the Great Assembly are telling us that if you possess Torah knowledge, share it with others. Don't keep your Torah for yourself. Your spirituality, you've earned it, you worked for it, but it's only meaningful to the extent that you share it. Spirituality that is kept for one's self only goes so far. But spirituality that can be shared and disseminated to others can make a dramatic difference in the world. Ha'amidu talmidim harbe. Establish many students is not really about your legacy, but it's about the need to take your spiritual accomplishments and pay it forward and somehow share it with others. But the Bar Tanura says something amazing. The Bar Tanura says, La'afuke mi Rabbi Gamliel da'amer, kol talmid chacham shein tocho kibaro, al yikonis l'beis ha'medrash. You know, the Gemara Maseches Brachas records a story that when Rabbi Gamliel was the head of the yeshiva, he made a rule. And the rule was, kol talmid chacham shein tocho kibaro, any talmid chacham who was not genuine, literally translated, whose inside was not like his outside, was denied entry into the yeshiva. Rabbi Gamliel felt that a desire to learn was not enough. You had to be genuine. You had to be genuine. Therefore, if you were not genuine, you are not allowed into the yeshiva. Simple as that. The Gemara tells that when they deposed Rabbi Gamliel and replaced him with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as you know the famous story, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was 18 years old. One of the first things Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did was he removed the guard from the door and said, anyone who wants to come and learn, come and learn. And so the Bar Tanura says, Kamash malon, shemalam din Torah l'chol adam, vein tzarech livdok acharav, o bilvad shelo yiyeh yadua me'inyono, shemasav kokokol v'san shemane. So the Bar Tanura says, Anshei Knesset HaGadol are saying, Rabbi Gamliel, your approach was wrong. We do not limit Torah to those who are genuine. Anyone who wants to learn, let them come and learn. Kol dichvin yeisei v'yeichol. Whoever's hungry, come inside. Ha'amidu tamidim harbe means, don't be elitists. Don't somehow only make room in the Beis Medrash for those who are great, for those who are wonderful, for those who are brilliant, for those who have incredible intellectual acumen. Don't just reserve the spots in the Beis Medrash for the intellectually elite or the spiritually polished. Ha'amidu tamidim harbe. Everyone has a place before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone. From the greatest Rosh Yeshiva to the simplest Jew. From the accomplished Torah scholar to the one who is fundamentally and profoundly ignorant. Everyone has a seat at the table. Everyone has a place in the Beis Medrash. Everyone is important in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes the study of Torah could lead to a certain degree of elitism. There are those who get it and there are those who don't. There are those who are wise and those who are not. There are those who are learned and those who are ignorant. Ha'amidu talmidim harbe means establish a lot of students, everyone has a place. Everyone is important. The Beis Medrash doors are open, Torah is accessible, and God is accessible to anyone and to everyone. But the Bar Tanura goes on, he quotes a second opinion. Inami, Ashmu'inon shem hemi talmidim b'acharuso, ya'am talmin b'ziknuso. It also teaches us that even if you established students when you were young, make sure to continue to establish students when you are old. He quotes the Gemara Maseches Yevamos Tichsiv, Baboker zara zaracha ula erev atanach yadecha. The pasuk from Koheles. Literally, again, in the morning, sow the seeds of your wheat, and in the evening, do not remove your hand. In other words, the pasuk calls teaching us, constantly plant, constantly do. Ha'amidu talmidim harbe means, don't rest on the accomplishments of youth. Sometimes we accomplish things in life and we say, okay, gamarnu, good, I did that, accomplished, right? I accomplished something here, what's not, I'm going to Disneyland, right? I'm going to take the rest of the day off. Ha'amidu talmidim harbe means talmidim. See, what's amazing is the Bar Tanura says, we normally translate talmidim as students. But the truth is, what's a student? The student is the manifestation of the teacher's accomplishments. If I'm a teacher, So how do I gauge my success? My success is my students. Was I able to convey information? Was I able to inspire? Was I able to build someone else up? If I was able to do all of those things, then those are my... So the Bar Tanur says, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. A Talmid doesn't just mean a student. A Talmid means an accomplishment. Do not rest on your laurels. Do not go ahead and be satisfied with what you've accomplished to date, but rather push yourself to constantly do more. Even if you had students here, if you planted wheat in the morning, plant more wheat in the evening. You accomplished something earlier in life, fantastic. What are you going to accomplish now? He'emidu tamidim harbe is not simply a mandate, an educational mandate to teach more students, but student is synonymous with accomplishment. No matter what you've accomplished in your life, always push yourself to do more. Always push yourself to accomplish more. You know, it's interesting that this particular Gemara is actually quoted in the context of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. This is the story of Siras HaOmer, that the Gemara Maseches Yevamim says that Rabbi Akiva lost tens of thousands of students during this period of time, during the Omer, which is why one of the reasons we have our morning practices during Sfira. And so the Gemara relates that after Rabbi Akiva lost tens of thousands of students, he goes ahead and he finds new students. We'll speak about them more in future Shiurim. He finds new students. And the Gemara quotes this pasuk, Baboker zara zaracha ula arev al tanach yadecha, that even if you plant it in the morning, make sure to plant in the evening. Because sometimes the things that you plant don't always take root and grow as you had planned. And if you just are simply going to subsist on the morning plantings, if they don't sprout or they don't last, you're left with nothing. But if you create a life of perpetual accomplishment, something will last. Something will work. Something will endure. So a threefold lesson. Number one, everyone has a place before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teach Torah to everyone. Share your spiritual legacy with everyone. No one is unimportant. The doors of the Beis Medrash are open, right? The Torah scroll is open. The arms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are open and extended for everyone. Lesson number two, never simply fall back on the accomplishments of the past, but always push yourself to do more. And the corollary to that, lesson number three, is that create a life of perpetual accomplishment, because sometimes the things that you think you accomplish in your youth don't endure. Rabbi Akiva thought that he had created tens of thousands of students, but Rachmana Litzlan, they all died in a relatively short amount of time. And had Rabbi Akiva, you know, given up, retired, then his legacy would have been lost. But Rabbi Akiva teaches us, He'emidu tamidim harbe. You must constantly try to grow and to accomplish in life, for you never know which accomplishments endure and last and which evaporate and are no longer. But if you live a life of perpetual accomplishment, you are guaranteed to achieve something that will endure. You are guaranteed to achieve something that will last. You are guaranteed to achieve and to leave behind a meaningful and spiritually rich legacy. Hamidu Talmidim Harbe is not simply a charge or a mandate to the teacher, but it's a mantra for life for all of us as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.